we're holding here in the Kohen Gadol going into the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim B'Zchus Mila, and he says over here that V'lechein B'Kodesh HaAron V'Tayr, we spoke about Aron and Tayr yesterday about the Nyanim of Bilti Tivi. And now he brings a few more places like that where you see all sorts of inyanim of ches that are shaykh v'toyer. V'toyer nitagankin achazayin, sheiksiv shiva shavuos tispolecho, v'achazayin shavuos b'machamishim nitna atoyra, v'chei mizma ashe smim ederech, husar ol atoyra, it's going on toyra, v'hoylech b'tamni api, and it goes with eight times, v'shabano l'mayla. So all the inyanim that are 8-8 are all around the inyanim of Torah. And all the same has, but the reason why you find all of those inyanim of 8 is because the Torah comes from a different framework and different, like we said before. Ubeich latzmai menorah ba shiva neiris. In the Heichel itself you had the shiva neiris, because Shiva Neiris belongs, the Heichel itself, Bechlal, was a mini world of everything. It says, L'moshal, by the Isha Shunamis, they made a kisei and a mita and a menorah, a shulchan, and all of the basic, quote-unquote, implements of a person were there. So that all is a mahalach of Sheva. Aval kodesh ha-kadosh ha-maya teirah v'ha-orin sho'er atzmai. In the Kodesh Kodesh, we have the Torah and the Oren, which is Oir itself. Lekach nikra Oren meloshen Oir. Sha Torah hi Oir via Shminis. Umishom bo anes shol ches neiros Chanukah. I want to talk a little bit about this Nikuda itself. He says here that in Kodesh Kodesh, we have Torah and the Oren, which is the Oir itself. In other words, let's go back a second. In the Briyas Oilam, you had the Bri of Oren Choshech on the first day, and then you had Shemesh and Yireach on the fourth day. In other words, Or can be a Bria by itself, and it can come through Kalim like the Shemesh and the Levana and the Yireach. The Or, we see it always coming through a Kli, but Lemaisa, so the Zion Neiris are the way in which the Or comes to us, but the Etzem Or is from the Oren and the Torah. Even though the Oren and the Torah are out of sight, but the Koyach HaOr comes from there. Moshe L'Ma'adav Adayim, it says, let's give a little bit of a dimyon. It says by Yecheskel, when he saw the whole Ma'ase Merkava, on top of it, He saw the kisei and kidmus adam, and it's kemare hakeshes ba'anan. What he saw was like a rainbow in the clouds. And the Malbim is masbid there, kedarko, that when a person looks at the sun, a person cannot see. The sun is way too bright for a person to see, and machmas the ribui de or, the person is left blind. The person can't see. When you take and you put a glass against it, you can see now, but the glass breaks up the oir into components, the seven components, and so you get a tfisa in it at the price of the real picture. The person has to look at the different gvanim that he sees, extrapolate them together, and that's the makar the oir. In other words, whenever we're misboning about a Kadosh Baruch Hu's drachim and anhagis, the emes is beyond us. We can't look at the emes because lo yirane odem v'choy. It would be impossible for a person to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu as a complete echad, and that's it. So there are different anhagis that we have a tfisa in, but we're automatically not being toifis the emes lamitoy. The Zion Neiris are the different chachmas in the world. In other words, each chacham is a certain facet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's giluyim, but lemaisa el mul pneam noro, the or is really sort of one. So the mocker of or comes from the orin and from the Torah, and the expression of it is through Zion Neiris. But lemaisa, the place where it comes from is there. And now he adds one kenetra. Maybe we'll speak about it later, but he says the Aron, the Aron is an important piece over here. Despite the fact that Lemaisa in Torah itself is the Makar Ar, the Aron seems to be simply a Hechatimtza. You can't put in a Luchas just on the floor, so you needed an Aron, you put an Aron around it. But he says here that the word Aron itself is Miloshan Ar. And that's something that we need to have, that needs a hespa. But I want to go on to a different inyan that I want to point out. It says the Aron is called Lashon Or, and there's a Tanchuma. If you look on the bottom, there's a Tanchuma Vayakal that says the Aron is Makom HaTorah Shu Or Shalom, and that's why it's called Or. But there's another Nekud, the Maral in Gur Arya says the following inyan. He speaks about, it's in Bamidbar, Perek Dalet Yud Gimel. It says over there about the Eish Rashi brings that was Reivetz under the covers, under the Beger Agomon and the Bishas Masois. So the Maral speaks about the difference between, over there in Guraya, between Bayis Rish and Bayis Sheni. The difference, this was Kikelev and this was Kari. And then so he says, V'yeshba ze oidov nistemoid. Migdash Rishon was keneged Avram. Migdash Sheni was keneged Yitzchak. Because it's Nimshach Mitzat Smol, it's Midas Adin, and so on. And Migdash Gimel is going to be Beschus Yaakov. That's some that he brings. Then he says, Upirish Azehu Emes Lemevin. V'hovein loma hoya Migdash Sheni chasa urim v'tumim. V'ha'orin v'ashchina v'esh v'luchos. The Migdash Sheni was missing five things. Urim v'tumim, Orin, Shechina, the Eish that was Reivetz, like Ari, and the Luchos. The Kulam heim nimshachim in ha'or. All of them have a shaychus to oir. The Yitzchak kohu enof. And Yitzchak was blind. That's the Maral. Very, very short little piece. Maral says that the three Bate Migdash were connected three Avis. The middle one was connected Yitzchak. And since Yitzchak was lacking eyesight, therefore the things that had Or were especially missing. It can't be that the Pshat is because B'mikra he happened to be blind, B'mikra there was no Or over there. I mean, it has to do, when we say that the Mikdash Sheni is connected Yitzchak, you're talking about some of the essential qualities of the Mikdash, not B'mikra. Like B'mikra, there were three of us, so B'mikra three, but the Mikdash. Derech Agav, and just let's explain what that means. What does it mean there were three of us, three but the Mikdash? By our reckoning, every Beis HaMikdash was a tragedy. In other words, because by Sheni was Nechrav, because by Sheni is Nechrav, maybe it may not be by Shlishi. I mean, the obvious, we don't say that because, you know, unfortunately Avram died, Yitzchak took over, unfortunately Yitzchak took over, Yaakov took over. It's not like that. The Teretz is, if there are three ovos, it means, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu said, a kal v'chaymer, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to build Kaisel from Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu said, a table that can't stand on 3 feet certainly can't stand on 1 foot. Each one of the ovos contributed a nekuda. Nobody in the ovos was bekoach to make it himself. He couldn't be everything. And each midah was a separate leg needed to keep it up. In the inyan of Ashroas, Ashchina Tachtoinim, there was an inyan in each one of the batim that was unique. The Bayis Rishon was Bayis Rishon. It had an inyan Bayis Sheni didn't have. Bayis Sheni, it says, Goliya covered a Bayis as a Achroin, and it lasted longer, it was more mefur, it had a Maila, and the Bayis Shlishi, Bimheri Meina, will last. Each one had a different Nekuda that's connected what the others put into Klai Yisrael. So it's true that they were Chorev, but the Chorev was not only B'shasta Averis, it meant each Beis HaMikdash was a part of the picture. It's not two tries and we're finally going to make it on the third try, but all three together. So let's take a look at the Inyan, at the middle Inyan, and of the one that was Oyer and so on, and why there was no Oyer. there are different ways of explaining. I want to explain with the following oifen. Anytime you speak, when we speak of a person seeing something, when we speak of a person being teifes something, so we speak about oyer. When a person understands something, we've said over many times, the Rabbeinu Yoina and others, when you speak about the different chunas hanefesh, shmiya is something where you subordinate yourself to somebody else's understanding. I am willing, listen, I don't see it, but if you say so, I'll take your word for it. That's the colloquial term for it. When I say I see it means thank you for showing me, now I understand it myself, and I'm doing it because I understand it. And the second oifen is when I say, listen, I don't see what you're saying, but you know, you're experienced, I trust you, I take your word for it. It's an ability to shtalzuch to someone else. They complement each other. It definitely is a mile on the person when he sees something and understands it. It definitely, on the other hand, you can go places that you couldn't go, but with your own seeing, when you hear. Yitzchak's darga was that he was kuloi batel in b'mitzius to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was miyachet shmarlo b'chayim. His afros tzava munach. Yitzchak Avinu means he didn't even have b'chir anymore. He was called, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am now positive that he's not going to do an averis, basically means he no longer exists as a separate entity. His mida is where he's completely bottled HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In a sense, that's the difference between Ava and Yira. Ava and Yira are both relationships. Ava is because you want it, I understand it, and I want it. Yira is because that thing doesn't leave me any brera. It doesn't have to mean, Yira doesn't have to mean with a stick and killing somebody. Yira means it's the emes. What can I say? This is it. The whereas Ava is something where I very much think it's great and wonderful and it's fantastic, I'm doing anything to get it, but it's because I see it and I want it. So the mid of Yitzchak of Yira was that he shtelzich zu completed HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chayev. That's why the Amud of Avoida belongs to Yitzchak, the Amud of Chesed belongs to Avram, the Amud of Torah belongs to Yaakov, the Amud of Avoda belongs to Yitzchak. He was the one that was makriv himself, and his kol kuloi mosot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it was a certain, even though for us it's a certain reisa, that the second Beis HaMikdash is lacking in Inyanim, the first Beis HaMikdash is lacking, the sense of over Tshchina that you have all these Inyanim of Or, whether it's the Urim V'Tumim, or the Tshchina and all these things, but in the requirement of his batlos that you need, that is greater in Bayis Sheni. In Bayis Rishon, where you saw all the Nisim and the flaws, it wasn't a chachma, the hakar in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we saw it, and it was a greater gil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but b'meila less of our input. In Bayis Sheni, because it was behesta, meant that we had to go along with it no matter what. There was a certain demand of his batlos that you had that you didn't have other places. So the Bayis Sheni had a much stronger, it was darker, there was less tfisa, because it's connected Yitzchak. Yitzchak didn't depend on his eyes himself. Like it says by Shimshon, it says, Ki yishari hi be'enai. That's why they were menaker enof, Chazal say. In other words, you are trusting yourself to be oimed ala emes, yourself, your eyes can't be oimed ala emes, and that's why he was punished as menaker enof. The mid of Yitzchak is that he's bottled HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the middle of those things were missing. I was thinking, so on the one hand, the makom where the Ur comes from is definitely a higher place, and therefore the Kodesh HaKadoshim is the Sheirish of the Ur, and therefore it's a much, much higher Sheirish. But the Ur of the Kodesh HaKadoshim is something that we can't directly be nana from. When a person looks into a very powerful light, he gets blinded. If Seichel gives me an understanding, but if somebody's much smarter than me and he tells me a reason or a svara, I'm overwhelmed by it. Someone tells me a shtickel Torah and I don't have the kalim to be koiled it, I'm confused. I'm more confused than without it. There's a certain malyusa. Machmas bias sheni, we had the shtalzach to the or in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The or in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is not as enlightening. It goes much further. So, Lamashal, if I'm soymich on the eitzah of a zokin, of somebody who's chasher than me, I go much further, and in certain times of crisis, it's the only thing that will help me. But I will be blind. I'm not going to be able to understand why it worked. I got to want to say over, I'll say over my system, it's a gewaldike understanding in different kreiches of gedolim. There was a certain person with a severe problem, and it required taking medication with possibly unhealthy side effects. And this person went to Rav Hutna to ask him if he should do it or not. Rav Hutna said he can't decide, the shes Rav Shach. So he went to Rav Shach, and Rav Shach said, yes, no, whatever. They asked him to explain, and he said, go to Rav Hutna and he'll explain to you. So he went back to Rav Hutna and he explained very nicely, very logically, very understandably. So when he finished, the person said, I don't stand. Not only did you know the answer, but you also were able to explain it. Rav Shach just told us, so why did you send us there in the first place? So he said, Rav Shach is the Urim V'Tumim of the generation. He knows the answer. I can explain the answer, but he knows the answer. And there's a certain, there's an oimik in it. A lot of times the person, you know, with Seichel and Tfisa and Havana, can I go with it? And in the Mochama of Yavon and Klal Yisrael, Bayis Sheni, that was the problem. There are in Yonim, how far can Seichel take you? Seichel can take you as far as Yavon, not further. And it's not a good kli for going beyond that. So if a person is stuck with what he sees, that's all he can get up to. Torah is it's a bigger ha'ara, it's a deeper Seichel. But it's a seichel that's overwhelming. I'm not going to be able to be teifesit, and I need to depend on, you know, the chachmas haTorah. The chachmas haTorah is further, but it's blinding because we don't have the kelim to be teifesit. They could not kahuna, which was equal, the heichel, which contained the menorah, the shiva neiras of the menorah were stalemated with yavan. And there was no real way to one against the other. There was a deeper oir, and that oir, the mucker of the oir comes from Kadashim. It's not an oir that we can be taifas straight out. We can be nana from its oir. We can see its after effects. We have to depend on the, that oir says to do this and this. I can depend on that. And then I can try to understand it. But there's a tremendous oimik that by Yesheni, it was a reyesa, that it was lacking the overt ha'ara, but that meant that we had to be mistamech on a pnimisgar. Just like if I know that I don't know the answer, I'm relying on someone who's much smarter than me that does know the answer. So there's a pchisus in the fact that I don't have the answer. That's humiliating. But I know that I'm now trusting somebody beyond me that definitely has the answer. That's in the Kuri says of it. All of these in Yonah were missing in Bayis Sheni was the over Tahara, the things that would shine out, the Urim V'Tumim, that would tell me what I should do, and so on and so forth. I needed to depend on, I had to go directly to Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Pach came from Kodesh HaKadoshim, because that was the Mokum beyond the Ha'ara of the Oyer. It was the Oyer itself, like he says, and only with the Schus of Yitzchak, where he was Batel, B'tachos HaBitel, Takarish Baruch Hu, was it Shaykh to Shtalz of Tutterer? Okay.
Super, super,